Satnam, hello? Satnam, hello? Satnam.
Hi.
It sounded like Harkobind is here, and maybe Ranjit.
Ranjit, yes, yes.
Oh, good.
And who else is here?
Oh, hi, Harinder. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was just looking at our class picture recently, and there you are. Satnam, who else is here?
Hello, Carol Becca.
Carol is here. And who else?
Satnishan.
Satnishan, welcome.
Thank you.
And who else?
Kehar.
Kehar. Hi, Kehar.
Hi.
Hi, Kehar. Hi. Hi, who is that?
That was Sutton Sean.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Everyone's so silly today.
Oh, that's fabulous. And who else is here?
Haridaskar.
Haridaskar and Sadanamkar. Welcome. And who else? Okay. Okay, silly folks, we're ready to go. Okay. So, just settle down. Long, straight spine. Long, deep breath. Let's do some inhaling thought, exhaling nam, the identity of truth. And palms together as you can. Eyes hit the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Begin heart breath, that is long deep breath from the belly through the nose, feeling as though you are exhaling through your heart. Beautiful heart breath with everybody in our class, our cozy group, whether you're on the phone or whether people are listening to the recording. beautiful, cozy heart breath, connecting your light. Now, please send that beautiful heart breath to everyone who is going through challenging changes, which still includes the Japanese, includes the Haitians, includes all the people in the Middle East, Africa, and all individuals. Inhale and exhale. And breathe. And Baba Siddhi Chand is here. Oh, he is loving you so much. He is sending such beautiful love. Just breathe with that a minute. Take it in. Take in his love and send out heart breath. He says the time's coming. He says the times we are with. He says they're very grave, G-R-A-V-E, and very great, G-R-E-A-T. He says it is especially important that you understand how to maintain your own flow. He says without your own flow, that is of breath, of consciousness, of heart, of prana. He says, without that flow, we get stuck. We get stuck and the light cannot move through us. He says, if you do get stuck, don't feel as though you have been pounded and that you are no longer viable or valuable. He says, heck no. He says, see that. See that being stuck as an opportunity to go deeper, an opportunity to go wider. He said these things are in your path so that you may open up even more greatly to the flow that moves through you. He says you know who you are. He says you know in your depths who you are. He says that's why you meditate. You meditate to touch that every day. He says if you don't touch that every day, then you lose track. You lose count. You forget who you are. He says, so please keep up with the flow. Keep up with the knowledge, the expression, the experience of who you are. And he says, it is molting season. He says, that means to let go of anything that would tell you that you are less than who you really are. He says, you may find that you confront your terrors. He says, Waheguru. He says, that's the best thing in the world. He says, you just grab for my hand. He says, and you move through them. We will move through them together. He says, you are my buddies. He says, how could I ever let down my buddies? So please, hold on. Hold on for dear life. And he says, life is dear. Very dear. He's using the French share. Now breathe with that for a minute. Breathe with that for a minute. He also, with him today, are Guru Ram Dass and Yogi Bhajan. They're all here. I call them the triumvirate. He says, yes, aren't we the greatest? I said, yes, you are. He says, well, he says, include yourself with us. He says, there is no way to step back from us because we are present. We are present with you. As soon as you recognize us, as soon as you open or attune yourself to us, to, he says, our, how can I say this? He calls it our thesis, our reason for being, our potential in the world is, he says, simply put, is service. Let's see, there's some deeper words, perhaps, that we could use. Service. Kindness, rooting you to who you are. These are such, these words don't quite do it. But the problem is I don't have language to express what he's showing. He says, your being is with us. Your being is in tune with us. Your being is as us. He says, please claim that. He says, do that now. Please claim that. Open it. He says, have no selfish motives of staying separate. He says, what good is that? He says, all we offer you is our love, our kindness, the greatness that flows through us, the knowledge that flows through us, and it's yours. It's only yours for the asking. He says, asking is simply a word. What I'm saying is, you simply give a recognition and acknowledgement and move into this blessed sacred space that we hold for you so that you can realize more and more who you are. He says, when he says realize, he doesn't mean it just in your mind. He says it's more like realizing a prophet, that kind of realize. He says it is in the vein of self-realization. Realize, become, experience. He says because it's so much fun. It is so much fun. It is such a blessing. He says it is an opportunity to be great without being beholden, he says. He says, in other words, when you become great, you don't owe anybody anything, and nobody owes anything to you. All you live in is this great sacredness, this flow, this honey, this nectar, and that's it. And that beauty, that flow, it informs everyone, everything, every essence that you touch. He says, feel that right now. He says, can you feel that? He says, can you feel the little nectar bees? He says, those are the angels coming around to kiss the nectar of who you are. He says, you can choose to be anything else. He says, but why? He says, when you are in your essence, you are so uniquely you. He says, you do not skip over any part of you. You do not run away from anything that may be dark in you. You do not run away from dark situations. You do not run away from beautiful light situations. You simply are. You are simply enfolding and flowing with all of it. In the most great kindness, the most great openness, and the pure presence of who you are. He says you are no longer avoiding who you are. He says you embrace every bit of who you are. He said that is the fun of it. When you embrace every bit of you, he says whether it's dark or light or in between, doesn't matter. That is where you find your essence. That is where you find your knowledge of who you are. That is where you find the purity, the greatness, the completeness, the wholeness. He says, so right now, let all of those things, he says, let them all come out of all of those aspects of you. And he says, there are tons of aspects of you. Let them all come out of their little individual cells, their little individual hiding places. He says, let them all come up right now. Like the sunrise. Let them all come up. Let the purity, the beauty, the kindness, the darkness, the fears. He's saying the subjugation to authorities, known and unknown. Let all of which he's calling a darkness, let them all come up. Let them come all up. That's it. Use your breath. Use your breath. And let everybody most kindly meet everybody else. That is, all of your aspects. Let them all most kindly love everybody else. Have a party. Have a party with all the aspects of yourself. No judgment. No judgment whatsoever. Just frolicking. He said, you can call it frivolous frolicking if you want. He says, but you know in your depth, this is who you are. And this is an absolute gift. This is your gift to yourself. Now continue this beautiful party as we recognize our triumvirate, Baba Siddhi Chand, Guru Ram Dass, and the Sri Singh Sabh Yogi Bhajan. They are creating a circle around us. They are creating a circle of incredible energy so that we may find what is called our center. Our center is not one point. Our center is a pure expansiveness, the pure power, the beautiful texture, of who we are. He says we could not have that texture unless we had brought in the dark aspects with the light aspects and everybody mingle. And then the light gains texture and the dark gains greatness and opens to its beauty and its promise. Open to your beauty, your promise, and the great glory, the texture of who you are. He says the collective calls for you. The collective is actually the one great soul, the one knowing soul of us all. He says, but first, right now, we are uniting within ourselves, within our being. Oh, and feel it flow like the pure crystal waters of a beautiful stream, a beautiful mountain stream, laughing, gurgling, having patience, having flow. That's you. And now allow yourself to pick out one, two, or three of the beautiful, he's calling them pebbles at the bottom of a stream that have been washed pure and clean and round with this beautiful flow. First pick up one. And look. Let it tell you its story. Let it tell you who you are. This is a beautiful, rounded, impeccable brilliance of you that has incorporated the light and the dark to become a precious essence of you. Look at it and let it feel it. Let it tell you its story. Let it tell you its specialness, its depth. It's pure. purity. It's gifts to you. Ask it what it means to be fully supported and integrated. Please write all them down. Please write them down so you don't forget them. And then, please ask it to show you its beauty, its depth, its light. And now let it show you its impeccable abundance for you. Its impeccable abundance for you. Please ask it to be very specific. Very specific. And write it down. Good. And now continue to allow this prana, this breath, this love, this flow. Let it flow. Let it all come together in this flow. Letting it all support you. And allowing the principles, the brightness, the particular points of knowledge, of intuition, of awareness, in this particular category, letting them come to the surface as needed. As needed. No strain. No worry, only pure flow and the deepest satisfaction in who you are, every aspect of who you are. After all, it was your own soul, your own God self who has put this all in motion and continues to play it. Feel the essence. Feel the essence. And feel it expanding through your whole body. Feel this total essence in your whole body. Opening. Pausing to feel the breath. Feeling your own preciousness. And now beginning to feel the preciousness of all the other ones on this call. Oh my goodness. You have seen what is you, the special, embracing the beautiful texture, the incredible wisdom and gifts of who you are. Now begin to embrace that of the others. And let us flow as one soul. Let us flow as one soul. Feeling the expansion of that. since there is no competition, it is simply mutual support of light. Mutual support of light. He says, this is the purity of the Aquarian age. This is the support of the Aquarian age. This is who you are, individually and collectively. What a beauty you are. Oh, he's sending kisses. And the kisses are raining down on each one and every aspect of each of us. He says, nothing is limited. It's not like a parent who doesn't have time for all of her children all at once. No. It is when everyone steps into a room or steps into a field of blooming flowers, everyone can inhale the beautiful essence, the beautiful smell, aroma of all the flowers. We enjoy it together. And we love it together. Now, allow this feeling to go deeply within your own body. Let it be present. Let it be present within your own body. As you inhale thought, meaning truth, this is your truth, and exhaling nam, which is the identity, the knowingness, the awareness of who you are. Who we are. And inhale and exhale. Good. And just feel this for a minute. Feel this as you become aware of what you will be sharing with each of us. Bring this realization, this knowingness, to share on, take it from the etheric level to a more concrete level. Okay, so who can share their experience with us? Who are you? Without being shy. Okay, so could I call on someone? Sadanam, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Can you share with us?
Okay. The pebble I got was this very black, rich, dark color. And I realized the familiarity with the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And to go into it, and then I got this like visual of a going down, like all the dark stones would go down in a path. And not to be afraid to follow that path and to retrieve those from the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also the richness of the darkness, you know, we tend to say it's negative, you know, it's to be avoided, but it's in that deep, 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 deep darkness that even a little prick of light is available, you know, a scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's who we can be as light workers, is to go into that darkness and to retrieve, to like retrieving others from that are lost in the darkness. So
good.
I guess what I'm saying is not to be afraid of that darkness of the human experience, whether it's depression or whatever it's called, the deepest darkness, not to judge it, but to go down that path and retrieve. That's what I got.
How wonderful, dear. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said is absolutely essential to a healer. Absolutely essential. Mm-hmm. Whether you're healing yourself or others.
Yeah, you know,
essential.
And I got the not judging others' darkness, and I wrote, it's their own beautiful design for themselves.
Exactly.
You know,
because in the transformation of that, if we didn't have the darkness to transform, we would not have the beauty, the texture, and the gift to realign, to bring forward. So it really is the raw material of our beauty. Thank you so much, dear.
Sure.
It's good. Thank you. By any chance, is Guru Ravi on the phone?
I am.
Would you like to share?
I would. I have my two precious little grandsons with me.
Oh,
and we've been sitting in the park, and we've been smelling flowers, so that was that felt really perfect. And we went deep into the colors and the pebbles. What I picked up also was a very deep color, but it was a very, very deep red.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt very polished, and it felt like like love that was being grounded into the earth.
How wonderful. And that's what you're doing there with your little grandson. How delightful.
It was just beautiful.
What is
so
it?
It's the words.
I found a head.
Wow. The words were very really apropos for each
that
thing that we did.
Hands,
it seemed like, you know, as we picked the flowers and you were talking about Baba Siddhi Chan was talking about smelling the fragrance of that, and they picked it up and were smelling dandelions.
No,
and
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay, it sounds as though you.
Yeah, we're trying to share right now. So. So thank you so much for calling on me, and thank you for this beautiful experience, and that they've gotten to take a part of it too with the heart breath.
Oh, how precious. Thank you so much, dear.
Okay, thank you. Satnam.
Satnam. Who else would like to share?
I'll share. This is Sadako.
Oh, welcome, Sadako. Good to have you.
Hi, good. So happy to be with you. So I picked up a little pebble that was, you know, one of those little pearlescent white kind of pebbles that's polished and smooth. And it was mostly a white pebble that had like the little kind of iridescent pearliness to it.
Mm.
But it had one little faint brown spot that was kind of deeper that maybe, you know, you could see through the outer layers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little deeper area. And really, the pebble was kind to me and just reminded me of how old it was. And just reminded me and and anybody that would look at that pebble, that it began long, 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 long ago. That it had seen a lot in its life, but it was perfect in its current state, and it was perfect the whole way along its journey. And it just it told me that the whole time it just went with the flow, and it would gather with other sediments that would collect with it and co-create its beauty. And lastly, its final message was, don't be afraid of the cold.
Don't be afraid of the cold.
Yeah.
And how does this relate, how does this describe you in your life, in your situation?
Well, I am typically very afraid of the idea that I might feel cold or be surrounded by cold temperatures. And it affects my decisions on where to live, and it admittedly affects my decisions on where to live perhaps too much. But it is very important to me to be in a comfortable temperature.
Does that include cold people as well? Don't
indeed
be afraid of cold people?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
good.
Indeed.
Wonderful, dear. What a blessing to hear what everybody's, what came obvious with each person. Thank you so much, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we have time for, let's ask for one more.
Ranjit?
Yes, Ranjit.
Hi.
Hi.
My pebble was kind of gold in an amber color, and it was smooth, but it had a couple of bumps on it. It was matte in color. It wasn't real shiny, but as I turned it over, you know how, like, sometimes quartz or mica will show some little sparkle? I saw some little sparkle from it. I get a message from it telling me of its story or anything, when you came to the part of the feel the abundance of the stone, and at that point the top split open, and honey or something like that, kind of an essence bubbled out of it and poured out of it like a nectar. And right after that, following came, like, you know, all I could think of is when I was teaching and we would take, like, little beans and put them in water and they'd sprout. Like, all these sprouts after that nectar washed away, all these sprouts just kept coming up and up and up out of the stone. I don't know what that meant, but I just saw all these sprouts out, like individual little. So I couldn't tell whether it was, like, they were new beginnings, or was it because I'm starting to do some farming? I don't I didn't tell. I don't know.
I think it's all of the above.
Oh, okay.
I believe all of the above. Because, really, as we realign, as we transform, you know, first of all, not be afraid of the darkness or the difficulties that we have, or whatever, the anger, the fear, the depression, the worry, and so on. as we let go our being separate from that, oh, I don't want that, you know, letting go of that, then the work, how can I say, the acceptance of the light, which to me was that beautiful honey and nectar that you were finding flowing over that,
mm-hmm.
That actually realigns all of those difficulties in a way that we can actually, they actually begin, when they are finally, how can I say, put together or untangled or let go of their holding quality, their non-flowing quality, then we begin to get new sprouts. We begin to get new beginnings. They can then, like you said, it's as though they have gotten the water, and now they can grow. They can be who they are. What do you think of that? Does that sound true?
That sounds true.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
John, I know this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I was just thinking, I know with Guru Ravi being on the phone, she's so surrounded with all those fires, and I was wondering if we could send heart breath or we could pray as a group for that whole area of West Texas and Fort Davis that is still so engulfed in fire all these weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, of course. Let's do that.
Thank you.
Heart breath. Inhale. And begin, long, deep breath, exhaling from the heart. This is the essential healing breath. Let's send it to West Texas. Send some good green light to West Texas. Good, thank you. And we will just continue to keep this in our consciousness and on our heart breath. Now, is there anybody else who has a comment or a question? Okay.
Well, hey, it's Hargobin.
Oh, yeah, it's Hargobin.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick that everything that I got was basically just on an energetic level.
Mm-hmm.
So the stone was much like what that one lady explained. Mine was white and pearl, and it was clear too. There was a lot of clearness in it, and it just gave me a really nice feeling. You know, just like shocked me. And that mine was just on that energy level.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. What a beauty to draw from. All of you have the beauty to draw from. God bless you all. And aren't we fabulously lucky to have our triumvirate, Baba
yeah.
Siddhi Chand,
yeah.
Guru Ram Dass, and Yogi Bhajan?
Mm-hmm.
We're so lucky. Okay, so let's just send out a little heart breath to everyone. And all of our wonderful transforming engines, I'm calling them. And don't forget, We have the forum. Please post to the forum. I can't tell you how important it is to share. You have, you know, just by these phone calls, by each person sharing, you know how much you learn, how much you open up. As humans, it seems as though we cannot really believe something or bring it down to earth unless it is somehow accepted and shared by other people. And you hear how, as each one shares, we all feel, we all recognize, we understand that incredible experience. So I'm just suggesting that it would be wonderful if each one could share your own incredible experiences.
So, you know, if you go to our webpage, which is soulanswer.com/talk, talk.html, you can find directions to get to our forum. And then also sign up for Rachmani's forum or her blog. It's really quite interesting. Okay, God bless you all. And Kehar, would you lead us, please?
Yep.
Thank you, dear.
Inhale.
May the light of the Lord shine upon you. All the love around you. And the joy you are within you.
Presence of who you are. You're very unique. You're very special. Feel it flow through you so that we can all experience you. Bless you all. Satnam. Talk to you soon.
Satnam.
Bye, sweeties.
Bye, nephews.
Bye,
buddy.
I am sweet. You didn't hit me.